Welcome to the Popcorn Talk Network, for the online broadcast network that features movie discussion, news, and interviews. Press one.
Popcorn Talk. We talk movies.
From the Popcorn Talk Network, the online broadcast network for movie talk, and the schmoes know, this is Marvel Movie News, bringing you the most up-to-date discussion and commentary within the Marvel Universe.
You're okay now? Excelsior to you, our merry Marvelites! Welcome back to our 33rd show of the year, 2015, 52 in all. What is that face?
Just watching it.
We are the Marvel Movie News coming to you live from nowhere. We changed it from Danger Room because we moved. Actually, we're in Peter Parker's apartment today because we got the brick wall. Yeah, we're saying we're in Peter Parker's apartment. Wow. Except that I guess he moved to Los Angeles.
That's bold moves.
Yeah.
I mean, it's full in New York. There's a lot of heroes.
Yeah, lots
he
of heroes.
To do a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
It's
good. People are worried, like, Spider-Man can come out here, he's going to buildings. I'm like, well, he's got those palm trees he can get on.
Yeah.
And then really get some
it's
distance.
True.
Yeah, those things back.
Boom. Cool. The
weather.
Launch them across.
You can't beat the weather.
Yeah, yeah. We're the Marvel Movie News, where we tell you all the news from all the studios and why you should be as excited as we are. Subscribe to us on iTunes at Marvel Movie News, or find us through the Popcorn Talk Network, YouTube.com/ Popcorn Talk Network, or their website, popcorntalknetwork.com. Follow us on Twitter at Marvel News PTN, or on Facebook / Marvel News Show. Follow us, like us, comment, leave us questions. We do our best to get to them. And if you tweet a live link or tweet a link to our live show with a message telling people that they should watch Marissa in the booth, we'll retweet you.
Whoa.
What a special, special little prize.
Did you mention they fixed the Facebook? Facebook's Marvel Movie News now?
No, I didn't. Yeah, Meredith fixed that for us.
All right.
And now it's just Marvel Movie
News.
And
then we had her killed.
She did enough.
She fixed Facebook. She went out on top. No, Meredith is actually out sick today, so we've got the next best thing with Matt Cook.
Hi.
and
feel like the next best thing.
It's pretty great. Thanks, really. Glad I drove here.
And our friend Gregory Binder. Hello, Gregory.
Hello.
Where can people find you?
On Twitter?
Yeah.
At GR Binder. BINDER.
And where can they find you just in general? Like, you know. Like just wandering around Los Angeles?
Yeah, I'll wander around Los Angeles. If you stop by my apartment randomly, I'll be playing a video game. Don't interrupt me.
All right. What games are you playing these days?
They came out with that Metal Gear Solid 5 game.
Oh, yeah. I've heard things about that, yeah. That's
like
a game,
it.
Right?
It's a game.
Yeah.
I can't get into it.
He can't get in.
I like the mechanics, but the cutscenes are so long and melodramatic and weird, and it's just too much. Get all of that out of the way.
It goes away after, like, 15...
I had to replay. I've had to replay the Mother Base tutorial 3 times.
Well, that's a you thing. I don't know what to tell
you. I don't know. It's my first video game I've ever played.
We're making this video game talk on the Popcorn Network.
Yeah, he's never played video games before in his life.
Yeah.
So you hold the controller? And
yeah,
then
you hold it, and when you press
the
button,
jumps.
The
dude
guy
jumps.
On the TV will do something.
Okay.
It's like
not my TV.
Telekinesis. You gotta fix your TV.
Well.
I'll come over and fix it.
he's like got it plugged into a console, but playing his computer.
It's like he's like looking at the window, expecting someone outside to do what the controller is.
I told you
the point of it
jump.
Otherwise.
I don't know anymore.
Well, we've got so much news.
And I'm Koi John.
Yeah, who's this guy at the end?
Who's this guy?
Yeah. He's wheeled himself in here.
The guy we found.
He's off the street.
Brought his own chair.
I don't know who you are anymore because you've got so many Twitters.
You know, it's a struggle. The struggle is real. I'm Koyjandreau, and you can find me in Los Angeles and at coffee shops near you because it's a horrible habit. The Oaks. Come to the Oaks. Say hi.
Oh, dude, yeah.
Dude, I love the Oaks so much.
Is that where you saw Michael Pena? I haven't heard the story yet.
Oh, yeah. So I ran into Michael Pena yesterday? Yesterday, and we talked for, like, 15 minutes about Ant-Man and Marvel and the state of film and, like, the evolution of, like, big franchises and, like, his goals for Ant-Man 2. And he was, like, the nice, most hospitable. Like, he was waiting on a streetlight, and I was, like, drinking my coffee, and he was right over there, and I was like... I'd be a fool. So I like ran over and I was like, hey man, I just want to thank you for Ant-Man. And I think he was really happy. I wasn't like, picture, sign stuff. So he literally like skipped a bunch of times across the street, walked over with me, grabbed coffee. We talked.
Get out. That's awesome.
Yeah, we talked Ant-Man 2 and like comedy and like changes in the script. And he was just like he was a really down-to-earth actor first, fanboy second. Like, really, it was cool, because I talked acting a lot with him, too, and he was just, he was an awesome dude. Really liked him. He really wants Ant-Man 2 to happen, and he's all for it, so.
That's
it was
so
a really cool little
That's
moment
great.
To be like, hey, awesome. This is an amazingly convenient moment for me to talk about Ant-Man with
That's
you.
Awesome.
But yeah, really good dude. I like him a lot.
All right. Well, we've got some Civil War news. Again, not a lot of stuff, but we are going to be talking about a few things. Civil War, Old Man Logan, Jessica Jones teasers we're going to talk about, of course. That's later. But first, we're going to start with Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I've watched it. You have not seen
it?
I have
not seen it.
No?
I'm watching from the beginning. I will get there. I'm going to earn it.
Where have you gotten to?
I've gotten
to I'm excited to talk about this.
On Netflix where it says episode selection, and I make a choice that I haven't made yet. So I'm there. I've got it to like where I can acknowledge it exists.
Sure.
And that's a lot farther than I was willing to get before.
Baby steps.
Yeah. Because,
yeah.
I mean, I've seen...
So what you're telling me is that...
I haven't started it yet, no.
Is that you have Netflix. That's as far as you've gotten with
watching. I have someone's password I don't even remember. I haven't paid for it
okay.
in years.
Okay.
But it's on the TV.
Okay.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is coming.
Yeah. Okay.
I've acknowledged
okay.
that it's uploaded. It's on there. I'll get there, man.
You're so far.
I mean, really, I'm in the future.
You've made it.
I'm proud.
All right. Well, since we can't really talk about
it, I don't care.
I will just say.
I'll pretend to know.
Yeah. I will just say that this week's episode was a lot of fun. So I mean, like, what else can I say? Like,
that was riveting.
It was. Okay.
That really sold
me. Really
yeah. Now I can't wait to watch it.
A lot of fun.
Yeah. That was a lot of fun. Sounds like it.
You haven't seen it. Why can I, like, do you even know where they're at in, like,
this? I mean, I saw the end of last season and all that stuff. And
okay.
I know she busted up her wrist. She's got her rollerblade wrist guards on now, and things are looking good. Quake.
Oh, Quake. Yeah, I was like, busting up her wrist rollerblading.
Yeah.
I remember that. Are we watching the same show?
She's got the rollerblade wrist guards.
Yeah. I will say, Quake was awesome this week. Like, she,
great.
Like, seeing her powers and everything. We got to meet Lash. That was really cool.
I saw the picture.
And Lash is, like, a really bad villain. Like, he's, like, melting people's chests and stuff. It's, like, really, really awful. I think, I honestly think...
The worst
think...
kind of villain. Those were beautiful breasts.
Terrible heartburn.
What have
chest
you done?
Melter. Yeah.
That's just Beverly Hills in July, dude. I mean, that just happens on Rodeo.
Yeah.
Chest just melt.
That definitely sounds like a lot of fun, Matt. Thank you for that. That was great.
I do appreciate everyone on Twitter sending me recommendations for where to start and, like, what to watch. I do respect the viewers that enjoy the show. I will watch it in its entirety. I just haven't yet because it's a commitment to something that I'm not enthralled with, and I don't want to watch it and not love it as much as I could if I watch it in the right headspace.
Yeah.
So I will.
I do think that they're bringing in... I think that the new cast member that they have, I can't remember the actress's name, the rogue government agency,
mm-hmm.
I think that's Agent Brand.
I really think they're going to
try to bring in, like, S.W.O.R.D. in some way, because, like they announced a few weeks ago, like, what her name was, and we're all of us Marvel dorks were like, that's no one, okay, so she's a new character, whatever. But then, like, this week, they're like, yeah, we actually don't know who she is. Like, she's got, like, four or five other aliases, so I think that maybe... halfway through the season.
So now you're unpitching me from this show. This sounds real cheesy, Matt Key.
What?
No, what's her other name? Maybe she's, James Bond? Bond James?
What? That's not a Marvel character, Coy. Get out of here.
You guys.
James Bond Jr. was a comic.
I don't know what's happened between the two of you since I've been gone, but you have to heal this.
He melted my chest one time.
Yeah, really.
Like, talk?
I don't know what you did to him. I've never seen him like this.
No, I know.
Birthday spite.
Watch Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. That's my recommendation.
For your birthday.
No, I'm telling everybody to watch Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Please get on board and watch Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. That's all I'm going to say.
I liked what I saw last season. I didn't watch this one yet.
Yeah, it's okay. Oh. It's okay. It's okay. Sweetheart.
I'm wheeling to the other side.
Yay.
No, never mind. I'm trapped. Anyway, let's keep going.
Age of Ultron deleted scene, Thor and the Norn Stones came out this week. Age of Ultron DVD and Blu-ray is released tomorrow, so I'd imagine, like, we're going to get to see a lot more deleted scenes and stuff like that. I don't know what to talk about, except that it was out there. It's cool.
Gag Reel's funny.
Oh,
saw
I
the Gag Reel. No, it's really funny.
There was a little 20-second one released a while ago, and then they released a minute and a half one the other day, and it's really funny.
Oh, that's great. I haven't seen
bunch
it.
Bunch of talented actors in a good director room.
Having
funny
fun.
Happens.
Yeah.
Who knew?
Yeah, did you see the Age of Ultron Honest trailer?
Yes,
that was really good.
So on point with my feelings.
Guys, I think we broke Joss Whedon. Like,
yeah.
So
side of Twitter.
Yeah. Like, I mean, because I legitimately enjoyed Age of Ultron. Like, it had its problems, but I really enjoyed the film. But there was the, like, watch him try to do Empire Strikes Back while also setting up Thor Ragnarok and Infinity War.
No, they nailed it. That's one of the best ones they've done. Yeah. That's a great comeback.
Yeah, they really killed that one.
In the first 20 seconds of the honest trailer, they're like, Age of Ultron, it was good. Not great. I mean, I had fun. It's good. Good movie.
Yeah. Like, that's
it. That's the movie.
Yeah, that's the movie. Yeah, exactly. And, like, the whole thing, like, Thor Ragnarok, Thor Dark World happened, and Winter Soldier, but the Avengers
didn't show up.
But so funny.
Yeah. A
so
random funny. Base may have a clue, and they all storm in.
All the Avengers assemble,
in a group shot.
Group shot.
It was so good.
Very funny. Yeah, but the deleted scene, I thought, like, why did they cut that? That was my reaction.
It didn't test well, I think.
I don't care if it tested. It, like, the scene made, like, Thor's whole story made no sense without that information. It was just like, why is he going?
Well, the Joss Whedon interviews, a lot of it was test audience related. Like, I read a lot of interviews where they were like, well, we cut this because test audience isn't that. Yeah. They wanted to cut the Hawkeye farm scene, and Joss Whedon was like, that's where I put my foot down. And that was my favorite scene in the movie. I'm really glad he put his foot down there. But
that was also the only thing that was an actual full scene. That was the only thing where it's like, oh, these people are speaking.
Yeah,
and
there's
it's
an
not
arc here?
Quit. City, and then it moves on to something else. And that's another thing in the thing, But, like, the whole movie felt like it was in fast forward, except for that scene. It's the only time you saw people actually
And there was still
breathe.
Humor there. It was just heartfelt. Yeah. Like, the Thor stepping on the toy was, like, one of the best jokes in the thing.
Yeah.
It had, like, resonance.
Yeah.
But, I really love that scene. But Joss Whedon just got, you know, mutilated in the editing room, and the movie happened.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I like the Norn stuff and, like, Thor being possessed and it being dangerous. Like, I liked it. I don't know why it didn't test well, and I felt like it worked in the movie better than out of it. Like, the movie, I think, suffered for not having it.
Yeah, and I'm curious how Ragnarok goes.
And
I'm curious how they tie into
that. Really, like, we're already doing, like, a three-hour movie. You have to cut out 2 minutes.
Oh, I'm sure they trimmed so much.
Oh, I'm sure they did, but, like...
But at that point, give me the longer movie, man.
Yeah,
like,
I mean, that's what everyone wants.
I mean, it's the long haul at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
I mean, we're all lobbying for a director's cap, but I don't see it happening.
Right.
I mean, he said it's not happening, but in my mind, it's
Kevin Feige was hitting the circuits this week, doing a lot of talking about Age of Ultron for one, but he was also just trying to put the word out on other things. I lost what I was saying. So he, first of all, Captain Marvel, everyone is excited about casting news for that, and there's been a lot of questions about Captain Marvel casting, and he said, we're not even done with the script yet, so let's just chill.
So
they were saying, like, maybe by the end of the year. He's like, yeah, probably not until sometime middle of next year. Like, because we don't even know who the character is. So I have a lot of respect for that. I think that's a really good thing.
Yeah,
to be like,
take as much time as you want.
Yeah, we're trying to get the character down. We're trying to figure out exactly how we want to utilize her all throughout Phase 3 and just who she is.
Right.
And that's a better way to cast. That's a better way to, instead of, like, you know.
She looks like her.
Or she sells tickets. Right. It's like, because that stuff doesn't hold up as well as people think that it does.
But Marvel's been good about not doing that,
I think. Exactly. Which is, I think this is another example of that, being like, what's the character?
Right, flesh it out all the way.
And who can play this? Yeah, that's exciting.
Yeah, but I think getting the character right is going to lead the charge. We want to make sure we know who it is before we start figuring out who should play it.
Great.
This is a direct quote. But he also said, in terms of fan casting, he and producer Jeremy Latcham? I think it's Latcham.
Jeremy.
Looks like Latcham. Jeremy, yeah. Said, in regards to fan casting, we read it, we go through it, we read the comments, we look at who people like. Sometimes it's really enlightening. Sometimes it's the exact same person that we've been saying over and over that we don't think is right. So everyone who's like, Emily Blunt, oh, Emily Blunt's going to get it. Like, for all we know, like, Marvel's like, not Emily Blunt.
After Sicario, man, I'm even more sure.
Really?
Yeah, she's so good in that.
I've heard that.
I love her.
She's incredible. Yeah, she's always good. Like, she's so consistent, and she's, like, that type now. And her interview about there being only, like, four of that type and how that's a shame, like, she's just got, like, a nest that's so unique. And, yeah, I want her as Captain Marvel from the beginning. I can't think of anyone else I want as much. Like, there's no number two for me that isn't, like, leagues below. Because I still want Ronda Rousey for She-Hulk in a weird... I want, like, 2 years of, like, Meisner courses or something, and then just, like, her to be awesome as She-Hulk. I think her
just,
like
come out and
Sorkin-y, quippy dialogue. If she could do that, man, she's perfect.
I mean, think of how good, like, She-Hulk would be in a Defender series, too.
It'd be
like,
awesome.
Put her on Netflix, like, up against, like,
if
Matt
we can
Murdoch
get Arnold Schwarzenegger to act, we can get Ronda Rousey to act. Like, Arnold's incredible.
Is he?
He can be, yeah. It just took some time. I think, you know, with the right course of action, she'd be a really good superhero. And I love her as a person. Like, her in interviews and stuff has, like, the charisma she needs for this stuff. So it's just, like, you know, the fine-tuning. So, that's mine.
All right. Make it happen.
I'm a
Rhonda. People.
Come on.
Let's go to class.
Let's do it.
Let's figure this out.
Yeah.
Help me find the money to go to class.
Yeah, do some office work, pay off the tuition.
You know, 30-second rounds, and we'll figure it
Let's go take some improv classes.
Let's do it.
Let's go to UCB. Let's go to Groundlings.
She has a lot of potential. Mm-hmm. She's got a lot of heart, and I like that.
Yeah. I don't disagree. I would love to see her in the Marvel universe.
But Emily Blunt for Captain Marvel.
Sure. I'm still holding on to Catherine Winnick.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
For Vikings, yeah.
You got one?
No.
Okay.
You're just excited, dude.
I just want to see who Iron Fist is still.
Yeah.
Oh,
I think we have some time for that.
Just see all of that. I just want to see what they do.
I think we have a while.
Yeah, for sure.
But we'll hear about it next year, though.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
I think it'll tie into Luke Cage at some point. So that's true. I think we'll hear next year.
I think we'll hear next year.
When's that supposed to...
Iron Fist? No release date yet.
Not even. Okay.
As far as we know, like, as far as we've gotten is that Luke Cage is filming right now and will be released later next year. We don't know anything beyond that.
It's exciting.
Nothing that's been released yet, so... let's talk about Doctor Strange real quick.
Oh, please.
I know we
he's
hardly
a lot
ever...
of fun.
No, he's great. He's great. I don't know if you know, but he's actually on the desk right now. It's not... That's the thing. That's human. That's actually Doctor Strange right there, giving, like, the hang 10. I don't know if you knew
that. The weirdo?
Yeah, the weirdo. The weirdo in the red cloak. Yeah. And he's got, like, the little amulet around his neck. Yeah. Yeah. That's him. That's Doctor Strange. Anyway, yeah, I don't know if you guys...
Did you put this penis on him, or is that...
It's custom.
You weren't supposed to see that,
yeah,
man. That's really...
Not, we're going
to
get an explicit
rating.
Dude,
it's
rating.
The eye of Agamotto, man. That's what it's called.
Yeah,
that's why they call him Sorcerer Supreme.
Hoary host of Hoggoth, indeed.
He calls the pair of his buddies.
So he talked about Doctor Strange. Kevin Feige is the he that I'm referencing, saying for some reason people sometimes talked about how we're not doing an origin story, that we're bored of origin stories. I think people are bored of origin stories that we've seen, but Doctor Strange has one of the best, most classic, most unique origin stories we have. Why wouldn't we do that? So, like, I think all of us who have been saying, like, oh, they're not going to do origin stories, like, I think we all just jumped on this train. Like, oh, well, they're not going to do it anymore. I guess they're not going to do it. And then Kevin Feige was like, you guys are all fools. Like, why would we not do this?
It's a good one.
It's a really unique one. Like, you don't really have... we're getting some tech updates in our...
Oh,
good.
Beautiful.
All of you listening on iTunes, I apologize that you can't see what's going on right now, but our TV just came on. It's very exciting.
The excitement of YouTube viewers get to see.
Yeah,
we're actually going to make Coy watch Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. right now. Lock the doors.
Surprise.
Two seasons.
It's a first
game miracle.
It's like Clockwork Orange. You just
Oh, God. You by the end of it, you're like, it is the greatest show I've ever seen.
Dude,
you
some
were right.
Of our fans are lobbying for that exact experience for me to go through. I've seen a lot of...
You're getting a lot of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
I'm getting
hate.
So much, man.
It's really funny.
I get more, like, I got more for that than me, like, being an out Patriots fan in L.A. Like, being, like, a Tom Brady. Like, I talk about Tom Brady being innocent on this show, and I got, like, five little snippets. But, like, as soon as I say I don't watch Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., it's like...
Why are they... He is innocent. Why are they
I agree. Thank you.
Everyone left.
I got video games. I got Patriots into the show.
Stream.
All the negative
because
thumbs up. Because
of sports.
God, we were talking about Doctor Strange. It's my
Doctor
birthday.
Honestly,
I'm pretty in Doctor Strange.
That's how much you're alone. Is that you brought up Doctor Strange and Coy's like, let's talk about sports for a minute.
What about Tom Brady?
It wasn't me, though.
I know, it's a miracle.
I'm the most casual Patriots fan that exists. Like, there's not, like, it's just a...
So it's just anything to get him out. You hold the ripcord.
We do popcorn talk, Patriots talk.
I'm excited for Doctor Strange.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
Have you queued it up on your Netflix yet?
Oh, it's the screen's up. Do you remember we had this conversation with Jared Leto and Benedict Cumberbatch, the two front runners?
Yeah.
And I was like, I love Benedict Cumberbatch. I really want Jared Leto because I think he'd be really good at the egotistical doctor. And then you got Benedict Cumberbatch, who after seeing you know, so much Sherlock, I'm like, yes, that's perfect.
Yeah.
But I hadn't yet at the time. And then Jared Leto was the Joker, and I was like, it's perfect. Both of us get our favorite characters played by actors we love. And then the Joker happened.
And then Joker.
And I was dead inside for 6 months, and I'm still worried. So Doctor Strange is like, it's a really sensitive subject, because when I think of Doctor Strange, I still go,
Joker.
That Joker. That's what's coming. So it's really hard for me to be excited until I see something, because I've seen the Joker.
Fair. That is fair.
And it hurts.
It hurts.
So I love DC, by the way. You. I've been reading DC. I'm getting into it more and more. It's just specifically the Joker that worries me.
Yeah.
All you DC watchers out there.
Yeah. I'm with you. Like, I'm excited for not Man of Steel, the Batman and Superman Suicide Squad, too.
And I love Jared Leto, the actor, and I love
Matt, what do you think? I hate Man of Steel.
Oh, man, yeah.
I think it's one of the worst, most irresponsible, inappropriate films ever made. I think it's abusive and masturbatory.
Green Inferno,
I hate it. I think Batman v Superman Dawn of Justice will continue an over-the-top, lackluster display of non-heroes pretending to be heroes, and it will make money because of the superheroes that are involved, but not because of the quality of the work. And that's a shame, because the heroes and the audiences deserve movies that show us heroes and not jerks and murderers and all that stuff. So I hate it.
I mean, hey.
I hate it. Oh, God, I hate it.
What about Agents
of Shield? A lot of fun.
Seamless. So Doctor Strange will be an origin story.
What's the origin? Got. Real quick.
The origin story?
Yeah.
Doctor Strange is a jerk.
You guys watch hockey?
Sportsing? Yeah, I enjoy sportsing on time to time.
Unbelievable.
Do you know in golf you try to get a smaller score? I've always tried to
I did not know that.
So it's like playing tennis, less golf. The goal of golf is to play less golf, which is fascinating. Like, you literally set out to do the littlest golf as you can.
Happy birthday, dude. See you around. Yeah. Happy birthday. Yeah. See you guys. Next up.
Now, rugby isn't even an American sport, but I feel like rugby could tie into Doctor Strange very nicely.
That could be fun. He needs something.
Doctor Strange would be good at sports.
It's a good thing our live chat's down, because I'm sure there's just rage.
Yeah, our live chat's down.
By the way, we're not ignoring you. The internet is
our internet doesn't work in here right now.
Peter Parker can't afford to pay his bills, and we're out of AOL business. Yeah.
Jameson is not paying him well.
Not doing well.
So since you guys don't want to talk Doctor Strange, we'll jump off of that, and we'll go talk about Infinity War.
It's not just us.
I wanted to hear. Oh my god.
For me, it's Deadpool Civil War Doctor Strange, to be fair. It's in my top three of the next 15 superhero movies, so I am really excited.
I hope it's awesome.
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah, I do.
You just hope it's awesome so that I don't jump off of a building, though.
No, if that's the case, I hope it sucks. You can get out of here, finally.
I finally have the Marvel show. I hope.
Yeah. The real Matt will take over. No, I hope it's awesome, man. I like that character. I'm into it. I think he's got a lot of depth, and I think Cumberbatch is the dude that can explore all of, like, the actual human elements of that, and then also pay off those massive fantasy and mystical elements that are so hard to do. And I'm excited to see how they tie mysticism into the Marvel Cinematic Universe. I mean, we've seen it kind of with Scarlet Witch, but not in the same way where it's like he's harnessing this actual force.
Like, they kind of were saying it was more like telekinesis. It was like mystical whatever, you know?
Yeah. So. And the cast is one of the best things assembled. It's insane.
Yeah,
it's
so ridiculous. Exciting.
As long as they don't dumb it down and like give it some like...
Oh, they won't.
Reason
I don't
to
think
like make
will.
Sense to like regular audiences, because people will believe if you make it a good movie.
Like trying to explain what the magic is. They've already said they're going to do like some like quantum stuff, like they're going to play like trying to root it a little bit in science, but still like make it like, but we don't know what it actually is.
Right.
It's still like magical.
Okay,
so it's a little column A, a little column B,
as long as it works.
That's fair.
That's your life motto, right?
As long as it works. As long as it works.
So let's jump over to Infinity War real quick, where, again, it's not really news, but it is kind of exciting that they admitted this week that they're taking elements from both Starlin and Hickman's stories. Mm-hmm. So Infinity just came out from Jonathan Hickman. That's what led into Secret Wars that's currently going on.
Well, internet was up for a second. Sorry, I was trying to check the live chat. Put that away. Now.
I don't think we're going to get a live chat today, unfortunately. But Jeremy Latcham was in the writers' room with the Russos when they were working on some of the Infinity War stuff, and he said that everything's on the table and they're pulling a little bit of column A, column B, like
well, there's
all
no
the Starlin stuff.
Everything's going to change after. Like,
so
did
no
you see
specifics.
That article?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, the Avengers are going to be different
right,
afterwards,
right.
But that's, I mean, I think we've all kind of expected
that.
We've
assumed it, but
that,
with Chris,
you know,
Evans coming out and saying he wanted to play the character forever, it kind of, for me, was like, interesting. That was my first, like, maybe they'll keep them longer than
yeah.
Phase 3, so I'm really curious where it goes.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to have a lot of them past the Infinity movies. And I don't think that they'll be killed or die off or anything. I just, they'll go and do their own thing. Like, well,
who do you think's next?
To
what
die?
Characters? No, no. Like, who? What's the next wave?
I want Moon Knight real hard. I want Moon Knight on, but on Netflix. I want like Phase 2 Netflix
yeah.
to be Moon Knight.
But what do you think about, but
like Phase 4?
Cinematic. Wise? Like,
Inhumans.
Like,
they're building towards the
Inhumans. Yeah,
the Inhumans are finishing off 2019, 2020, like mm-hmm. the Phase 3 stuff, because that's what they're going to.
Sure.
My
but
estimation
like, there's
is
Captain America, there's Iron Man.
Right.
There's
like, who's the next?
Like, who's the next, like, singular hero that you think could carry a film? Any ideas?
I mean, Spider-Man would be a huge, but that's tie-in with Sony.
Yeah.
But Spider-Man, we've also had years yeah. of Spider-Man, so I don't, like, you know what I mean? Like, I think that's, I don't know, like, who haven't we seen in a movie yet?
I don't know.
Spider-Man, I would love.
I mean, that's all I want.
I know they've talked about, like, Doctor Strange a little bit, but I don't know that they're planning to do much with him in Phase 4. It feels like maybe Phase 3 is going to be a little bit more...
The
cosmic
his world and
his world and stuff, so...
I don't know what the next... I honestly don't know, after going from establishing superheroes Phase 1 and establishing a reality where they're acceptable, and then Phase 2 being fleshing out different realities, little pockets that you could accept them in, like Ant-Man having your heist film and Guardians having your cosmic. So Phase 2 for me was more of an amalgamation of the concepts planted in Phase 1. So you have these, like, different worlds swirling around together. Phase 3, I think, is going to explode and become cosmic, and it's going to be, like, the biggest version of those things we've ramped up to. Phase 4, I don't know what that leaves, because you've explored all these different territories, you've explored all these different genres, you've explored most of the superheroes people are even moderately aware of. Like, Cap and Thor were, like, not in the zeitgeist, they were, like, the back of your head. Doctor Strange is completely off most people's radar.
Yeah.
I don't know of any characters that are even Doctor Strange-level aware that could carry a film that have a genre that plants itself in the, like, movie-dom... pop culture awareness.
I mean, like, there's an element of, like, do they just reboot everything and start over?
Right.
I hope not, man. I love legacy characters.
That's why I'm saying, like, I think Inhumans will probably comprise most of Phase 4, and that'll probably be it.
But one team isn't enough to really have a whole...
Right. That's my point, too.
Because Avengers even is, like, four films leading to one. Like,
yeah.
Inhumans could be a boop, but, like, that's it. And
I think you could get, like, another couple films out of Inhumans. I think the Marvel Universe will revolve around... that a lot. I just mm-hmm. don't know what it will look like by then.
Right.
It's still like 5 years away.
Yeah, I mean, it's a really big question. It's the question. Considering Marvel
is the question.
Yeah, I mean, Marvel's the film.
Is there life out
right
there?
Now.
Who cares? Yeah. Phase 4. What's going
Marvel,
on?
Marvel. That is the question.
I mean,
Water on Mars? Don't care. Phase 4.
Yeah. Phase 4. That's the question.
That's exciting, by the way.
Yeah.
Water on Mars, you guys.
Yeah.
Does the whole thing have like an expiration date where they're like, they don't know what's going to happen after a certain point, like,
I don't
restart.
Feige said
they're, like, 17 years out at all times. And he also... did you read that article where he was talking about how they have contingency plans for every single hero
yeah.
in case they get them back? So literally, not only
yeah,
are they
right,
planned
right.
out with all of their characters on an infinite realm of possibilities, they also have ideas about those possibilities that involve other heroes they don't even have yet. And that's how they were able to so seamlessly get Spider-Man in. That's insane.
Yeah,
that's like
awesome.
A writer's room in a TV show with a show bible of 10 years and then adding characters that you don't even have. Like,
yeah.
It's like Doctor Who just being like, but what if
yeah.
Sherlock Holmes was there?
Yeah. No. And the other thing is that, like, a lot of the characters that you could look to take over Phase 4 are in Netflix now.
Right.
Right.
You know, like, you think about, like, oh,
yeah.
they could do New Avengers. I mean, like, maybe Captain Marvel could carry Phase 4.
Mm-hmm.
She would be a good one. Black Panther would be good. I think, like, a lot of the characters coming in Phase 3 could probably move into Phase 4.
Well, it's going to be interesting is if they do... in the comics, there's always that younger subsection of characters. There's, like, the Runaways. There's the Young Avengers. They keep trying to introduce these young teams. And I'm curious if they parlay that into another realm of film. Like, you have, instead of the Avengers being, like... You've got the New Avengers are coming. Obviously, New Avengers
mm-hmm.
can be huge in Phase 3. But if you make Young Avengers, like, the PG realm, you have... literally younger heroes, so you have more longevity. So
yeah.
maybe Phase 4 is a younger superhero subsect.
Yeah, I think we get, like, and Spider-Man could probably even
because he
speak
ties
to that
in perfectly.
A little bit. Yeah, because he's younger, so, like, maybe we end up getting, like, some younger kids in there, and then they're led by, you know, Black Panther, Captain Marvel,
exactly.
and, like, those characters.
I mean,
who, yeah,
Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah.
is getting up there, and you know.
Well, he doesn't want to do it anymore. Like,
right.
I mean, his contract
yeah.
is out. He's made, like,
he's bought his 18
good
islands.
$1 billion.
Yeah,
yeah. So,
yeah.
You know.
And he wants to produce, and I get that. And I mean, yeah. And he's handling it really well, and he's come back for movies that he didn't have to contractually, and I love the way he's handling Iron Man. And, like, he is Iron Man, so I don't want that character to necessarily evolve out of Downey Jr. If they do it right and they do it like Bond, they can do it well, but I don't know that I need that.
Yeah.
And I don't want to reboot, because we have, I mean, this third realm of Spider-Man, I am just checked out after. Like, this is good. I'm excited because they're doing it this way. But at the end of the day, it's another Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And if this Spider-Man doesn't work, which it will, but, like, yeah. If it doesn't,
dark,
like,
times. Then you go hard art. You get just Jake Gyllenhaal black suit, and I get my dream.
Wow.
That's the last chance.
Wow.
Kraven's last hunt.
You go full on, like, Deadpool.
Yeah, radar, man. With it. Yeah. I'd love that.
Yeah,
it won't happen, but that's, you know.
Yeah. No, I'm with you.
If I had Downey Jr. money.
So here's Infinity
when
War.
One, you have produced, Downey Jr.
produced a Spider-Man movie solo, like an indie Spidey. Like, I don't need a studio. I bought Spider-Man.
Yeah.
I paid $1 billion for his licensing rights.
Don't worry about it.
That would be amazing.
That would be amazing. And I'm going to play him. I don't need to do casting. I'm Spider-Man.
Yeah.
And the whole viral marketing Jane. Is just me standing in a Spider-Man suit, like, nodding like I've done it.
Like, and it's not even you in a suit. It's just coy. It's just like, hey, what's up? I'm Spider-Man.
I've accomplished all my dreams. I don't need the public.
You're done. but, like, do you guys have any, like, moments from the Starlin run, like, Infinity Crusade also, like, with Adam Warlock and his good side? I can't remember what his good side. He had Magus, which was his bad side, but I can't remember his good side. But she was a big part of that. Infinity War with all the doppelgangers that came in from Magus taking control. And then Infinity Gauntlet is what they're basing it. It seems to be basing it on mostly. Like, so, like, one of my favorite things in there was, like, having all the celestial beings fight.
Yeah,
right.
Thanos, are we going to get that? Like, is that what they're talking about?
The second
about?
Glove,
like,
really throws me, man. Like, I don't know what second glove's got to do with anything. That's the first time I've been like, what?
Yeah. Dude? Yeah. Earlier this week, Kevin Feige. Kevin. I was about to say just Kevin.
Kev.
Earlier this week, Kevin and Jeremy were talking. I don't know if you guys know, but I'm pretty good friends with them.
You've earned it.
Yeah. So Kevin Feige and producer Jeremy Lachum.
Oh, we got to figure that out.
We got to figure that one out.
Jeremy, right in. Tell us. Call in. Phone lines are open.
888-888-888-888-888. But they said that they acknowledged to a reporter that asked a question about the Infinity Gauntlets, and they said, yeah, there are two, but which one's the right one? So it's like, so are they invading Asgard?
Which one's the left one?
Yeah.
Is Thanos a righty or a lefty? Which one does he pick up?
It's
all led to this.
Yeah. It's all led.
Which one?
But
glove doesn't fit. You must have quit.
But what's funny to me is that it doesn't really matter. The gauntlet is nothing without the stone. So both are the right ones until you put the stones in there.
But I mean, it's got to be an element that helps the wearer wield the power of the stones, right?
Like,
I
its
mean,
capacity to fit a hand?
No. I'm saying, like, its capacity to actually, like, channel the energies of the stones.
To bring,
like,
them together?
Yeah. Like, I don't know. Maybe that's got to be it. Like, you know, there's got to be.
Fair enough.
Choose
enough.
Wisely. You know
the
what I mean?
Infinity clothing line. Infinity shoe.
Hot Topic, Infinity, I think, at the right.
I don't know. That's my guess. It's like one can do it and one can't. One
all
can.
Right. All right.
I don't know. Don't get mad at me, man.
Dude, I'm not mad at all. I just think that sounds not right.
Ridiculous.
That just sounds ridiculous.
They got it on a writer from Marvel.
I mean, I always thought, I mean, someone else with the live threads temporarily working.
Oh, did it work?
Hey.
I always thought it was an editing mistake, too. Rob Nips just said she thought it was an editing mistake.
Yeah, that's what I always thought,
too. And I was always like, okay, cool, little moment. But now that there's two gauntlets, that changes the entire perspective of, like, the comic-based stuff and everything else. So I'm really...
Well, I honestly think that it was just like, I don't think that they knew they were doing Infinity...
Yeah.
More stuff when they did Thor. They're like, let's see if this works. And then, like,
right.
By the way, the vault room should have the gauntlet because that would be an awesome Easter egg.
Bloop.
But then they were like, hey, let's do this Infinity War thing. That would be amazing. Let's build towards that. Let's make the Tesseract an Infinity Stone. Why not? We can do that. And it makes sense. It's fine. I buy it. You know,
I mean, I like that it's organic. Fun. It's like Breaking Bad, like where they wrote a couple episodes at a time and then wrote themselves in a corner and then wrote themselves out of it. Like, it seems like something like that happened with the two gloves.
Yeah.
And instead of just being like, we'll fix it and post and flip the image, they're like, there's two gloves,
it. We got to figure it out. Yeah. So, anyway, let's jump over to Fox, where we're going to talk about the next Wolverine movie. No news on the movie, but Mark Miller came out this week and said that he thinks that...
Millar?
I always thought it was Miller. I think it's Miller.
AR.
I think it's Frank Miller and Mark Millar. But I could be wrong.
It is.
I think it's Miller. I say Miller.
Hey, what do you want to bet?
Call in. Phone lines are open.
Yeah, Mark, call us. Call us. 888-888.
That's how we get everybody.
Mark's
just
at fault
like
right now trying to
names.
Figure out how to fix Fantastic Four. That man is very busy.
Yeah, he's very busy. He's not going to be calling in for a couple years. he said that he thought an Old Man Logan story would work, because the big question is, well, you can't do Old Man Logan because they don't have, Fox doesn't have the rights to Hawkeye, and he's the guy who drives him around. And his point was, you can replace that with anybody.
Like, I love that. Cyclops, everything he said about that completely got on.
Yeah, I liked it.
Yeah, he was like, we'll make it Cyclops. And he's blind because he can't look because he lost his visor.
Like,
instantly
like, yes, actually, that sounds awesome.
That's pretty interesting.
Yeah, I mean, it works. Yeah. So, he said basically Wolverine doing the road movie is the most important thing, and he has a friend with him that's blind. That's done.
Mad Max with Wolverine sounds like the greatest thing. Oh, and that's exactly what
that's
it sounds
exactly
like it's shaping up to be.
Yeah.
Like, I am all about that.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm excited about it. So, what's even more interesting is that he answered it in a way that it seemed like that's kind of the direction that they're going with the next movie.
It's not saying it's, but it's.
Yeah.
Like, and just
I'm not saying that it is Old Man Wolverine, but if we were to Old Man Wolverine, it would work this way, this way, and this way.
Little birdie.
We've thought about it, but not because we're doing it. Yeah.
And everyone else has been, like, quietly mentioning it. Like, it's a very strange not rumor.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, everyone just being like
if it ends up not being Old Man Logan, I think the entire nerd world
just
would be like,
so much confusion.
Why not?
Like Hugh Jackman, Liv Schreiber, everybody's been like, it's, I don't know.
Yeah,
don't know.
Yeah. Gambit. No, again, not news, but we have a reason. Hollywood Reporter was like, we think we know why Rupert Wyatt left the film. Creative differences.
I'm so worried for that movie.
I'm so worried.
Everybody's leaving, and coming back, and then leaving again.
I've been heaping its praises like for a long time, because I really like Channing as Gambit, and I feel like I'm in the minority. I really like him as Gambit, and now it's just like the more things come out, the more I'm concerned.
I like Channing Tatum. I think he's like a big guy though.
He feels too big for Gambit for me.
I'm sure he could pull it off. He's a good actor, but right now I can't see it.
This is Fox, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and I mean they have a pretty good track record with like films that seem to be like covered in disasters ending up to be pretty great, right? Like there haven't been any recent Fox films that like had a lot of controversy sudden like even they were still great, right?
Yeah, I mean like Fantastic Four is what you're
there wasn't
yeah was, that,
I mean that was
that,
really
that, everybody
there's
loved
no
it.
Superhero
that was,
movies that have had that now, not like this year, like a few months ago. That's not the thing that's ever
Fox is hit or miss, so I don't necessarily trust that.
Seamless irony, sir. Seamless irony.
Yes. Yes.
I mean, that's the thing that worries me. Like, because they pull it off with the mutant movies, like the X-Men, but they don't. They were not able to transition the Fantastic Four.
Twice.
You don't hear about anything. Yeah. This is like, you know what I mean? This is constant Gambit. Some other tragedy has, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like some other like massive
about it.
person responsible for the tone of the film is like, I'm not doing that.
Yeah, there's
and
been like
out.
Three people consistently involved and they keep leaving and coming back or just leaving.
Yeah.
Like, that's really concerning.
Well, and I think that points to the studio more than the project. I think the studio is like, no, we want it to be this way and it has to be this way. And the people who want to do a good story are saying, no, I don't want to tell that story because my name is attached to
that.
That
seems like what happened to Edgar Wright is he wanted to make a movie and he'd been building it for a decade. And then they were like, but the Avengers. And he was like, okay, a little sprinkle. They were like, how about a bludgeon? And that turned into like this whole other thing. And I get him leaving and like the artistic integrity of that. I just worry that Fox saw or sees how well Avengers is doing and is like nipping it in the bud and not even letting the decade of Edgar Wright development happen. And they're just like, no, this is not a thing.
Yeah.
And that's my concern is like the way Fox could work is the X-Men universe as the Avengers is brilliant. It's big enough. There's enough characters. You can do it and you can keep it contained. Great. Do it.
Yeah.
But don't forget the reason we got the Avengers was because we have auteur directors and creative minds and original ideas that founded Phase 1. Before Avengers could be the behemoth that came, we had Jon Favreau, who had directed Swingers. We had directors that were untested creating masterpieces with slightly more hands-off approach. If Fox is too hands-on from the beginning, we'll never have that kind of freedom. You'll never have that kind of integrity. You'll never have that kind of art again.
Yeah.
And that hurts.
I think that's what's going on. Yeah.
I think Fox tries to, like, force its, like, own, like, narrative of like this is how we see these movies instead of just letting them happen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
like, this is a comic book film. It's like, well, no, it's a film.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
based
on let it be a film,
another medium.
Yeah,
like when you adapt a book, you're not like it's got to feel like a book.
Yeah,
Yeah.
When I watch this movie, I want to flip pages. No, it's just livid.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, they've done well with the X-Men stuff, but it's taken a while to build up. Like, X2 is still, like, I think one of my favorites, but... I don't know if that was a good film or if I just like.
I feel like
the first
I say it every
minutes,
week,
like, you know.
Like every week, I mention that they're good mutant movies, but not good X-Men movies. Until now, like Apocalypse looks like a good X-Men movie, yeah. And I thought Days of Future Past was a very loose adaptation of a very good X-Men movie.
Yeah.
So I think Deadpool is going to be the first thing that's truly like Deadpool. But that's just.
But again, they let the creators.
That's
do
what
it.
I'm saying. That cause they
because
gave, here's
because
$12.
There like, here's $12 and it's rated R. Okay. All well, right. I guess. Yeah. Let's try it.
That Ryan guy keeps calling every week. We should just give him some money. Let him.
Right,
yeah. Did you hear he stole the suit?
Yeah, I love that.
Colt, thank you for sending me that, dude. Ryan Reynolds stole one of the Deadpool suits because he was like, "I've been fighting for this for 10 years. Screw it, I'm taking a Deadpool suit. It felt good to wear." And I was like,
"It's rich enough.
I love you, man.
That's awesome.
That's amazing. That's so cool."
Yeah, I love it. I thought that was great too. I thought about like putting it in the rundown. I was like, Koi gets enough Deadpool.
You know what? I brought it in anyway.
Yeah, no, what I know. I know exactly. He found a way.
I found a way.
Life
tangent. Deadpool.
Yeah, Deadpool finds a way. Yeah.
Jeff Goldblum is Deadpool's dad.
Whoa.
Hashtag Deadpool finds a way.
Must go faster, Deadpool.
must go faster. Let me take my shirt off and lay here on this table with some blueprints over me.
Hey there, Wade.
Is she?
So, Rupert Wyatt left due to creative differences. That's
upsetting.
That's
love
the
apes film.
Yeah. But the report went on to like talk about how he's done that a lot.
Mm.
Yeah.
It works when he's on his movies.
Exactly.
You can clearly see he wants his movies done his way. And as a director, fair to an extent. I mean, we're not at the studio. We don't know what he was demanding. He could have been like, Gambit only wears tights and a tutu. But like, you know, we don't.
That's my Gambit.
He rides elephants.
Apparently Rupert referred to men from the 20s in my mind.
Yeah.
But I think it's really important to have that integrity. And if he walked away for a reason, then we'll see what happens.
I agree. All right. Netflix, let's talk about some Jessica Jones action. We have two teasers that came out this week. We've got the one that came out late last week where she destroys the clock, and then we've got the one that came out, I think it was just yesterday, where she hits the jukebox. It's the international teaser. And she hits it so hard it like almost flies out of frame, which is like your first cue of like, oh, she's strong. She's super strong. That's cool. I get it. Okay. And then like she, bad reputation, slow walks past all these defeated foes. I don't know, like, tonally, I think they're nailing it. Like, I was already excited for Jessica Jones, but now I'm like, I'm jonesing for Jessica Jones.
Nice.
Was it, though?
I give it to you.
just
happy
it's my
birthday.
Happy birthday.
You get out of that one alive.
Oh, thank you.
No, it's great. Yeah, I totally am excited about it. I was already excited about it, and this is, like, cool.
I think it works really well as a Netflix episodic television series.
Oh, yeah.
The detective angle.
Yeah.
You don't have to, like, spend too much money visual effects-wise on superpowers because you can tone it down with that. You don't need to show it every 5 seconds.
Yeah.
And you can really make it about, you know, solving mysteries or doing whatever she does. And so I think it'll work really well. So I'm excited.
Yeah. And, I mean, like, the super strength stuff that they've shown, like... Those effects cost nothing. She squeezed a fragile alarm clock, and then she hit a jukebox that someone pulled really fast. Like that's great, you know. So, I mean, obviously they'll have to invest in something for the show. Like they're going to be bigger effects than that. But what?
I hope it's all really low level special effects.
it's like
we're Marvel. We don't have the money.
You can see the string.
They're just like kids in high school making movies. There's like a guy behind the jukebox.
Yeah. You can see the boom mic and
somebody
like
somebody gets shot. Yes. They pick up ketchup.
Luke Cage is holding the boom in the bar. Like
Mike Coulter's also the boom.
I should have read my contract closer.
They got excited.
Well,
we couldn't afford the budget to keep our toys up. It's Marvel.
Mm-hmm. Kevin Feige's like the cameraman. Like,
I'm a real hands-on
producer. I'm not even
producer.
In the television part.
He's not, because he's the cameraman.
Yeah, he's the cameraman. He can't focus on executing that. I mean, there's not a lot to say except that we're like excited for the teaser. Like, mm-hmm. I mean,
yeah, it's great tone, great vibe, funny.
Yeah, I mean, the tone is dead on. Like, it's killing it. So
yeah.
I'm very excited about that. Anyway,
what do you guys at home think? Let me check the live feed.
Mine's working.
Is it?
Yeah.
All right. Let us know what you think.
Yeah, you can actually do that. The only thing I saw, someone said Matt Cook talk more.
No.
There's your answer, someone.
Nothing about
what do you want to talk about?
Next time, shut up.
Do you, guys want to play play the versus game? We've got some cards in that box.
Yeah,
play
it. Is that all the news?
Yeah, we're done.
No, we're out.
Can I do my shout-outs real quick?
Yeah.
Do your I have a shout-out.
Do your shout-out.
Go ahead. You go. You asked first, so.
Oh, no, by all means. I had to get access.
I want to shout-out to my buddy Martin Dewar in Edinburgh, who came to see my show when I was doing the Fringe Festival. Him and his lovely lady. Hi, guys. Thanks for watching. They came from this. He was a fan of this.
Seriously?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
He fell into this podcast and started listening, and then he followed me on Twitter and then saw us putting up pictures from the town that he lives in and came to see my show. And we
That's
had
crazy.
Great,
That's amazing. Had, like, That's really cool.
We had drinks after, and we yelled about comics, and his
what's up, Martin?
Girlfriend
awesome.
Was very
Martin.
Patient.
What's his favorite comic? Do you remember? Or
he's a big Spider-Man guy.
Nice.
If I remember correctly, we were drinking, but I think it was a lot of yelling about, like, not yelling, but just, like, excited. Like,
excited,
oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah,
it was really cool. So
That's
thanks,
awesome.
Thank you. Lovely to meet you guys, and I'm back here to say hi and thanks. That's it. That's my shout out. That's my one. All you other guys that want a
shout out,
do a better job. Be like Martin.
I can't get iTunes open because the internet's finicky again. But I wrote down some throughout the week that were especially. So these are just the people that I wrote down because it's awesome. Michael Farmer is opening a comic store and credits us with his inspiration.
Oh, I saw that. That's awesome.
So that's
what
opening this week.
What's it called?
I know his name is Mr. Frox. I couldn't see the name of the store, but
yeah.
Congrats, man.
Yeah, dude.
That's really cool.
What state is that? Do you remember? Did he say?
I have a note in my iPhone that says
it's
Michael
cool.
Farmer
cool.
comic store.
Cool. Cool.
End of knowledge. Michael Farmer, congrats, dude.
Yeah,
tweeted
us where that comic book shop is so we can pimp that out for you.
We'll spam the people with the knowledge. Max Russell, Joe RGN, I've talked to a lot of late, and I don't know how to say his name.
I've always said Jorg.
Jorgen?
Jorgen.
Okay, yeah.
That's what I always say.
Very vocal,
Jorgen.
And I wanted to give him vocal credit for the Twitter.
At I hate YH. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Silas Pass, always giving good info. Matt Lockwood, he has the same, Matt Lockwood, 30th birthday was when we were airing, so happy 30th, man.
Happy 30th.
Happy birthday.
Red Reb 6. Ian Charlie O is a viewer from Ireland, and he and I bonded over Irish stereotypes, and I said Boston Irish stereotypes are almost as bad as Irish stereotypes, I'm sure. So, hello, sir. Luke W10 has the same birthday as me. He turned 15, I believe. He turned an age. You turned an age on the same day I did, so happy
You're
birthday.
15?
City Miles.
City Miles. Oh, man.
Christian Hines sent us a really cool Civil War poster. And my most important shout out of the week, Langley M. Neely is a guy that's on our live chat all the time. I think he's on right now. He's on our Twitter. He's a really cool dude, and he left us an iTunes review, and it was impossibly heartfelt. He's had a really rough year. He's going through health stuff, and he's had family stuff, and I don't want to get too personal about his stuff, but from me to him, dude, that was really cool to read, and I'm really glad that we could do anything to make your day better, your week better, anything better. Thank you for that. And
dude, from all of us, man. That's
awesome.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
That's super awesome.
I hope we keep it up, dude.
Yeah.
That made me... That was really cool. So, to you, sir.
To you. To Langley.
To Langley.
To Langley.
Yes. Yes.
Raise your glasses to Langley.
Langley. Slightly podcast choked up.
Aw.
Langley.
Langley.
Cheers.
All right. For those of you listening on iTunes, we all just took sips of our water.
You guys are drinking water.
Oh. I thought I smelled whiskey.
It's a good vintage.
Brought some back from
1914.
From Scotland.
Well, while you guys are choosing, we have a guy on our Twitter that I before our internet went down, I was able to get this. Itamar Avidan from Israel just asked us to give him a shout out and asked us to do an awesome job. So right. we're hoping to do that, Itamar, if I'm saying that correctly. Oh. Yeah, you can't look.
Can't look.
Just pick out
all right, so we're drawing cards right now.
That's awesome.
What's awesome?
Rob Nips, sorry, before we... Rob Nips said, if you can see this, know that my high school now is a comic book club because of you guys, and a lot of people now have new friends because of it.
Yes!
That's really cool.
That's really cool.
Because high schools are just straight cutting liberal arts stuff, so the fact that we can create some sort of club, and that's amazing.
That's awesome.
It's the opposite of losing a theater department.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That's
really
huge.
Cool.
Well,
thanks for that.
If you guys want specific reading suggestions for your club or anything like that, tweet at us, and we'll do our best to...
Or if you have suggestions for us.
Yeah.
Tell us what we should
be
reading. Don't ever hesitate to be like, you guys should check this out. Because like we said, you know, early on, we don't know everything.
We don't know everything. We're not experts. We're...
And I love to have an excuse to be like, oh, I gotta buy that book.
I'm sorry, sweetheart.
Yeah, good
problem.
Yeah. All right, should we do a battle?
Yeah, let's do a battle. Let's do a battle. So they've drawn cards out of our box, and
anybody that doesn't know, when's the last time you did this?
Oh, it's been a long time. Couple months. Yeah, big but box also like of our iTunes listeners don't have the videos, so right. Like. We have a big box of random Series 2 and Series 3 Marvel cards from 92 and 93. There's also some DC cards mixed in there. And Matt Cook and Gregory Binder have now chosen cards, and they're going to battle. So,
I'm in trouble.
Who do you have?
I have Puma.
Puma? Puma?
He's also a clothing line.
Real name, Thomas Fireheart.
Is it, though?
I remember him.
Group affiliation, Puma. Outlaws. Height 6'2", weight 240. First appearance, Amazing Spider-Man number 256, September 1984.
Wow, Puma. Okay. Puma. What's his power? Does he have power ratings? His strength is 5? Oh my gosh.
His agility is 6. He's pretty, did you know, Puma was originally given his powers in order to battle the cosmic being known as the Beyonder.
Oh, he's strong. Wow. He's a cosmic level.
Oh, dude, you're toast. Who do you have?
Mask.
Oh, dude, you're so tough. All he can do is...
looking at the back on his, like, power ratings.
All he can do is disfigure you.
His real name is unrevealed. He's 5'6", he weighs 140 pounds. His group affiliation is the Morlocks.
He's first a buck 40?
Uncanny X-Men, 169, May 1983. The misshapen mutant whose soul is twisted as his face. Yeah. He can reshape human flesh with a touch and uses that power to change the features of others, usually with horrifying results.
Yeah, so he can turn you into, like... an ugly person. That's his power.
But you see that in the morning and you're mentally scarred.
Puma already looks like this.
Yeah, he's already a Puma.
So,
yeah, he already has Puma.
Puma
like
takes it.
Yeah, I don't think you're screwed at all.
Puma runs up on your 140-pound frame, knocks you in the back of the head.
Punts you to Jersey.
The mask fact is fact.
Watch your mouth.
Mask is immune to his own power. There's nothing he could do to fix his own scarred face.
That's horrible.
Oh, how awful
that's
for
just
him.
Sad.
How awful for him. I
never thought Puma would win
in a sweeping victory.
And then he met Mask.
All right. So Matt Cook is choosing someone, and now Greg's going to choose someone. That's a good one.
Ooh.
Oh, we got a good one. Who do you have?
Invisible Woman.
Invisible Woman. Okay. Yeah.
I've got Siren.
Oh, that is a that is a good fight.
That's
a good,
yeah, because their powers wouldn't really affect the other. I mean,
yeah,
she could envelop her.
Could
she get out?
I don't think she could. I think Invisible Woman.
Invisible Woman outclasses her, but
So first of all, what are their powers? Siren's power is what?
Siren's got Sonic Scream, right? Possesses the same steel-shattering Sonic Scream as her father, the X-Men known as Banshee.
Yeah.
She can also generate Sonic waves and use them to glide through the air with the grace of an eagle.
Yeah.
As one of the newest members of the anti-terrorist group X-Force, the Irish Lass can hold her own against any threat. Oh, so against any threat. So there I win.
I can't beat that.
What's Sue got to offer?
I mean, Invisible Woman is...
Although she's often underestimated by her adversaries, her power of invisibility as well as her ability to create an unbreakable invisible force field make her, in fact, the most powerful member of that superhero team known as the Fantastic Four.
Yeah.
So, unbreakable.
Dude, Siren wins if she sneaks up on Invisible Woman and gets a Sonic Scream in, like, from behind. Or, like, is able to, and it doesn't even have to be from behind. Like, they're like, hey, what's up? I'm Teresa. And she's like, oh, hey, what's up? I'm Susan. And she, like, screams at her. If she can, like, surprise
her.
She's got to get the first hit.
Which I'm going to doubt is going to happen, so.
It could happen. It could happen.
I say Invisible Woman.
She's fiery. She's fiery. All
right, so this is the tiebreaker.
Okay, tiebreaker. Tiebreaker. Okay, Cook is choosing. Cook is pulling.
Oh, dude. He's knocking over figures. This guy already took down Doctor Strange and Magneto, so you're in deep trouble.
Deep, deep trouble. Oh, man. You're digging deep.
Well, I'm just trying to bend all of them.
It's okay. They're all doubles.
Oh, come on.
Choose again. Pull again.
No way.
It's not
going
to be close.
That's way too funny.
It's not going to be close.
Matt Cook.
Why
would
you go first?
Matt Cook, who did you pull?
I pulled Banshee.
Siren's father. The same powers.
Come on, Sean.
If it makes you feel any better, I got this guy called the Hulk.
I think Hulk wins.
I hear he's the strongest there is.
Hulk wins.
Yeah, strong.
Yeah. I think,
but only if you make him angry, which I hear that we don't want to do.
I was going to say Banshee's the loudest there is, but there's Black Hulk, so he's not even Banshee's just like, I like Banshee fine, but I used to have the toy that had the whistle in it.
Yeah,
that was seemed really unsanitary.
I mean, one of the best moments
all over it, putting it on the ground.
One of the best moments of the X-Men cartoon was the poor voice actor who had to do Banshee, just like screamed
the ridiculous Irish accent, and screaming all enough. The time.
Oh, it's so bad.
You know what I hated worse was the guy that was with Sinister, and he would always scream.
Oh,
one of those bad
yeah.
guys, the Marauders. That was it was
real piercing.
Yeah, it was just obnoxious.
So I got iTunes to pull up, so I want to give you a real quick shout
out. Do it.
So I think I got Dr. Dan Du last time, but just in case, I'm going to give him again. Langley, here you are again. Stay awesome. Luke W10, he turned 21 on my birthday.
Nice.
Not 15 at all. Yeah. Way more exciting birthday.
Yeah, that's a big one. Good
congrats,
job.
Congrats, man. Hope you remember it. Kwai John 089 and Demario Davis. Thank you for the reviews.
It's my evil twin.
His evil twin.
Yeah. Kwai John.
I've got a few, man.
Yeah, I know you do.
I wanted to give those shout-outs. Oh, also, my girlfriend left for season 2 of Powers today. So,
nice.
She is a big part of season 2. She is Chaotic Chick. She was on season 1 in a smaller capacity. So if you guys have a PlayStation, make sure to check out Powers.
Are you allowed to say all of this?
I'm saying only the vaguest of things.
Wow. Okay.
The season 2 is going to be exciting. And check it out.
All right, so we're going to end the show on this question from Twitter on from Vince Warnock at VW01. And he asks, your speculation of where the last two Infinity Stones will turn up in Marvel Phase 3, like i.e. which movies? So what do you guys think?
Say it again.
Your speculation of where the last two Infinity Stones will turn up in Marvel Phase 3.
Whoa.
I think Captain America will have one.
You think Civil War will have one?
Yeah, I think Civil War will have one.
Yeah.
It's so much movie.
I think it's way too much movie. I think Doctor Strange will have the soul gem.
That makes sense.
It's got to be Strange for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Strange is like a guarantee.
Well, and the soul gem is like, that's like an interdimensional, like that gem is the only one that has a world within itself. Like,
where does Captain Marvel fall? After Infinity?
No, before she fall. I think
she's
20. She
needs to get some crazy power from somewhere, right?
I think she's 2018 with Black Panther, so.
What two gems are left? The soul and...
Soul... Ooh, mystery... So there's mind, space, time, reality, power, and soul. We've got the mind, we've got space, time. I don't think we have time. So it's time and soul.
Thor.
Time. Yeah, that's what somebody just said.
Thor, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. If it's time...
Why like time? That. Why specifically time for you?
I mean, if they're...
It's
if
the
they're,
end of all things,
yeah, if
right?
they're ending time and things, I feel like time gem would be pretty convenient.
Yeah.
If he goes to hell and like things end, then it makes sense to have some sort of ability to go back from Ragnarok.
True enough. Yeah.
I mean, even though he magically gets to the planet all the time without the Rainbow Road.
And he's also, of all the Avengers, got the most head start as to what those stones are.
Yeah,
so it makes sense to put
He'd
it in
He'd be involved
Thor's
in finding one.
And, yeah.
Yeah.
Unless they cut that scene.
Right.
Let's
poor
cut this.
Thor.
Oh, poor Thor.
Chris Hemsworth's so good at being Thor.
He really is. He is Thor. Like he kills it.
I went to the an early press screening of Thor, and he had a cold, and he like came out and did a Q&A, and Chris Hemsworth with a cold was more godlike than most people have ever met. Like he was like sick and feverish and not like doing okay, but he was still like, yes, God of Thunder. Like he just has a ness about him that's incredible.
That's awesome.
So I really wish he got more love in the Avengers.
Yeah. Yeah. He kind of got screwed out of it.
Somebody's saying, Carlos says, Soul Gem is the Eye of Agamotto.
Ooh.
He hates it. I was so excited to read that.
Well, that vision thing bothered me. So, I mean, that would be way worse for
me. Yeah. It's just, I mean,
Spider-Man's web shooters are Infinity Gems. Why not?
I could see them doing that, but then that also, when Infinity Gauntlet comes around, like that ends up robbing Doctor Strange of one of his most important artifacts.
Right, and that would not work.
So. I mean, he doesn't need that to be Doctor Strange, but it is kind of like...
Yeah, and I like important. It being its own thing.
Yeah.
But I liked Vision being his own thing, too, and that didn't matter.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
I'm still nervous about what they're going to do with Vision when Thanos comes around.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm curious because of, like, how little they needed to explain him, because he was, like, a third act, like, bit of a deus ex machina, if we, you know, to be fair. He just kind of like, hey, we have this thing that does the thing, and yes... So I'm really curious how he plays into the team in the future without being the thing they need for the thing.
Yeah.
Because he was literally like their go-to button, and now that he's like an actual, he's a character. he didn't have much like self-awareness or sentience yeah. that we got to see. He had some funny jokes, he had some moments, but an actual team member, it's gonna be really interesting to see like yeah. Paul Bettany as the Vision. Just
well, and did you hear the quote that he said a couple weeks ago, I think at Asia Pop, where he said the way he characterizes Vision is that he's naive and yet like omnipotent.
That's cool.
Like, which is cool, but like, oh my god, how do you
play that?
How do you play that, and how do you have him on a team? Like,
yeah,
it's a team versus Vision. Like, he's really pretty.
Yeah, they already have a god, like, and then he's above yeah. that in a way.
Yeah, I mean, like he's worthy of Mjolnir.
Yeah,
so like,
and he's on the new Avengers.
Yeah, so I don't know. That'd I be really the big, don't know. Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, he's Thor level power, certainly.
He has a relationship with Skrull Witch too, right? In the comics.
In the comics, yeah.
We're going to get into that at all.
Well, they have that amazing moment in
they do,
the Avengers Age of Ultron where he saves her.
Yeah. Where he saves her and like
cool
flies
little.
Out. Yeah. Yeah. That was really cool. And they had they almost had a moment where she's like, hi. Like,
stop it.
Sorry. I was going to try and
he's
touch
on television. You can't touch his face.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. I forget your face isn't sure.
$1 million
for
face.
It's for your own
see the billboards? You just saved him $1 million.
Yes.
So,
anyway. I love the idea of Cook coming back and being a diva. Like, there's like a rider out in the lobby, like, guys, there were brown M&Ms in the lobby yeah. on the way here, and I specifically said I was allergic to the smell of brown M&Ms.
As soon as it's over, someone comes, takes my headphones off me, picks me up, takes me to the car.
We carry you out like Zack Snyder Superman.
Yeah. Oh, you bad yeah. man.
I was going to say they put you in like a little baby Bjorn, but it's like a Matt take Cook it. Bjorn.
Like, I went Jesus. I like baby yeah. Bjorn too.
That's really yeah. the reason why they got me. I'm just here.
Yeah, yeah.
So anyway, I feel like that's our show.
end on Matt having like a fluffer, like you're just yeah. that's why I'm here.
Cook's got a fluffer, sure. So Gregory, we can find you on Twitter playing games.
Yeah, well, not always at the same time. We can find me at Twitter at GRBINDER. GRBINDER. Do it.
All right, Cook, and you're at
Matt Cook tweeted.
Yeah, what do you got going on these days? Anything you want to shout to the people?
Yeah, I got another. I've mentioned it before. My podcast, Crit Juice, D&D, a bunch of drunk improvisers playing D&D. It's really fun. I've got a show going up at Groundlings this month. We're doing a Halloween show called "You Paid to Die Tonight," and it's
nice.
Like 50% funny sketches, 50% scary things, and
that's awesome.
It's a really fun Halloween event. We did it last year. We're doing it again. We're doing 5 shows, and check out Clipped on TBS.com.
Yeah, oh, that's right. You got a show.
Yeah, yeah. Check out Clipped. If you didn't see it, or if you want to see it again, you can still do that on TBS.com. Clipped.
Nice.
I think that's. I'll leave
you're
on
busy,
that.
You're a busy man. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, busy
that's
guy.
It's good. Well, thanks for making time to
hey, me. Thanks for having it. Me here, and
sweet
thanks
boy.
For being born.
Hey, you're welcome.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate that. That's very sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Coy, do you have anything you need to throw out there?
Yeah, I'm doing a Rocky Horror Picture Show, the LA production. We're putting it up on the 26th and 27th, or the 27th, 28th. I now realize I might have just lied. I know the 27th's in there. A day before or after that, we're doing it too. We're going to be at the 3 clubs in LA. It's a free show.
Whoa.
So you guys, last year we sold out the free, like it was free last year too. We sold out and then we had a 3-hour line. So people literally came for the last 5 minutes. So
wow.
I'm so proud of it. If you guys want to come check it out. And I can sing this stuff on Twitter. So tweet at me if you want to check that out. If you're in LA or if you want to fly in, that'd be crazy. And worth it. It's awesome. We have a full band and it's a full rock opera. We have a 12-piece band and do the whole show. It's not like a picture show. It's like we do the whole thing live.
Where at?
The 3 clubs we're in this year.
Great.
And who are you playing in it?
I am the narrator who we made a Deadpool fourth wall breaking. He literally does the shout outs with the audience. And last year I started like a mosh pit. Like we
that's
literally
awesome.
Bring audience participation up to the stage by way of me. And like, so he narrates while being part of the show and part of the audience, which is a lot of
love
fun
it.
For me.
That's awesome.
Cause it's like actual madness.
Yeah.
So yeah, if you guys want to come check that out and then, that's all for now.
Yeah.
That's good.
Good. Yeah. Good. I've got nothing. It's my birthday, so...
Happy birthday, bud.
Yeah.
That's something.
Yeah. That is something, but I didn't have to do anything except survive.
Which,
so,
I mean, that's the hardest job of all.
Los Angeles.
It really is.
It is pretty tough. Anyway, that's our show. Thanks for joining us. Please don't forget to subscribe to our show on iTunes. It's Marvel Movie News. Rate us and leave us a comment so that we can continue to come back to you. Share us with your friends. Put the word out there. See if we can get some more fans and... because we like talking about comics. And by the way, everyone who tweets at me that my Doctor Strange comic book suggestions made them like the comic book even more, the character, Thank you. That really means a lot to me. Like, yeah, every single time I see that, I'm like, yeah.
They're just accounts you've made.
I'm making and tweeted I'm making at a yourself. Difference.
I love Doctor Strange. No, I love Doctor Strange. Oh, did you read
you
that?
Said,
oh,
of course you I did. Picking out Puma and being like, at Thomas Fireheart says, thanks, Mackie.
You can find us on YouTube through the Popcorn Talk Network. Comment there, thumbs us up. Find us on Facebook / Marvel News Show or on Twitter at Marvel News PTN. That's our show. I'm Matt Key.
I'm Coy John Rowe.
I'm Matt Cook.
I'm Gregory Binder.
Thank you very much.
Woo!
Yeah.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, Christian Harloff, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of its owners or principals.